as a matter of fact, the NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union, sent out a press release praising the decision. And they said it keeps the important work in the hands of federal employees where it belongs. Now, they obviously have an interest in it. But what, you know, what was happening, which was interesting, is from the beginning of the federal screening effort, airports have had the option of opting out as long as they're sort of certified by TSA and as long as they meet federal standards. And it was a very small movement because actually having TSA in the airports is very convenient to the airports. You know, there's a federal authority. You don't have to go competing the contract. If something happens, the federal government takes all the blame for the lapse or the problem. And only recently have more airports started to opt out. It started with just a few, and now it's up to 16, of which 7 are in Montana. So, you know, it was a slowly gathering movement, although there was a lot of discontent this past travel season with the pat-downs and with what people considered invasive screening.
Apparently, maybe in Montana.
Well, Montana is a kind of a galone state. You know, it's interesting that it was Montana, it was Wyoming. There were a couple others, mostly small airports. Key West, Florida had opted out. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I don't know. It's Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The big ones were San Francisco had opted out, Kansas City, Missouri, and Rochester, New York. All the rest were very small. The ones in Montana were tiny. Roswell, New Mexico, interestingly enough, had also opted out. Maybe they didn't want to find aliens or something. But the fact is that, by and large, the vast majority, and there are 450 airports in this country, were staying with TSA. However, what was happening as well was there was, you know, an industry that was trying to build on the privatization of the airports and was developing a lobby. So you were going to start to see a lot more pressure to privatize and a lot more of a movement. And as a matter of fact, Pistol's announcement has outraged Congressman Micah. It would be very interesting to see if he was getting campaign contributions from any of these private screening companies. But you could see the whole industry redeveloping, because remember, prior to 9/11, it was all done by private companies. And Pistol has put an end to it. He just said, you know, they're not doing anything that we aren't doing in the federal government. I see no reason to continue the private option.
Well, especially given the political climate at this point, though, that seems like a type of comment that would be ripe for criticism. TSA Administrator John Pistol, as you mentioned, saying that it would really do more harm than good for airports to be able to do this. But I think it begs the question, is this best for the consumer?
Yeah.
And should the government have the ability to just tell the private sector, i.e. the airports, how to do their business?
Well, as it was, under the privatization program, the federal government still was essentially telling them how to do their business because they had to meet federal standards. They had to have TSA approval to do this. And what the companies could do up until now is argue that they were better at screening and they were better at handling the public. And that may be true because they're competing and because they had to prove themselves as private companies and as effective screeners. The danger is over a period of time, you know, they become less attentive, they become more lax. And the main thing is nobody wants to be responsible for that awful event when somebody gets through screening and, you know, sets off a bomb or does some other kind of damage. Remember that the Christmas Day bombing in 2009, the person was coming from Amsterdam, so it was not American screeners who let him through. It was the Dutch system that allowed that to happen. So there is self-interest on everybody's part here. There's self-interest on the part of the screening company, the private screening companies who see a potential market and want to get back into the game. There's an interest on the part of TSA, which wants to maintain its mandate. There's a particular interest on the part of the employees who may be unionized soon and want to maintain that workforce and the strength of that union. The question is, of course, as you said, you know, what's best for the consumer? What keeps the flying public safest? And we're going to see a lot of argument over that. However, it has to be said that TSA has not allowed a catastrophic event to occur in the U.S. transportation system since 9/11 and since its founding and since the creation of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. So they have a pretty good record to run on, and we'll see if they can maintain that.